Welcome to
Daily
Audio
Bible
Kids. It's the spaghetti music. Today is the 29th day of November.
One more day.
One more day after
December.
This. Isn't that crazy?
It's super crazy. And Bubba's record's coming out soon.
I know. Your brother made a Christmas CD. It's beautiful. Do you want to tell everybody who you are?
I'm Ezekiel.
I'm Ezekiel's mom, Jill, and it's so good
to be here with you. Today, we're going to eat spaghetti tonight, so let's get ready because I'm hungry.
Oh, we are?
Uh-huh.
I guess I better get to cooking. Okay, November 29th.
November
29th. Okay, and then today we're reading...
Good News Translation.
Mm-hmm. And we're reading 2 Peter.
New Testament in a year, 2 Peter, chapter 1.
Uno. Okay.
Dos.
Here we go.
Okay, 2 Peter, chapter 1. From Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ has been given a faith as precious as ours. May grace and peace be yours in full measures through your knowledge of God and so Jesus.
And of Jesus.
And of Jesus, our Lord, God's call and choice. God's divine power has given us everything we need to live a truly religious life through our knowledge of one who called us to share in his own. Glory and goodness is the way he has given us the very great and precious gifts he promised, so that by means of these gifts you may escape from the destructive lust that's in the world and may come to share the divine nature. For this very reason, do your best to add goodness to your faith. Do your goodness, add knowledge to your knowledge, and add self-control to your self-control. Add endurance to your endurance. Add godliness to your godliness. Add Christian affection, and to your Christian affection, add love. These are the qualities you need, and if you have them in
abundance.
They will make you active and effective in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if you do not have them, you are so short-sighted that you cannot see and have forgotten that you have been purified from your past sins. So then, my friends, try even harder to make God's call and his choice of you a permanent experience. If you do so, you will never abandon your faith. In this way, you will be given the full right to enter the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I will always remind you of these matters, even though you already know them and are firmly grounded in the truth you have received. I think it only right for me to stir up your memory of these matters as long as I am still alive. I know that I shall soon put off this mortal body, as our Lord Jesus Christ plainly told me. I will do my best then to provide a way for you to remember these matters at all times after my death. Eyewitnesses of Christ's glory, we have not depended on made-up stories and making known to you the mighty coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. With our own eyes we saw his greatness. We were there when he was given honor and glory by God the Father, when the voice came to him from the supreme glory, saying, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am pleased." We ourselves heard this voice coming from heaven. When we were with him on the holy mountain. So we are even more confident of the message proclaimed by the prophets. You will do way well to pay attention to it, because it's like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns, and the light of the morning star shines in your hearts. Above all else, whoever remembers that none of us explain.
However, remember
that none of us can explain by ourselves a prophecy in the scriptures. For no prophetic message ever came just from the human will, but people were under the control of the Holy Spirit as they spoke the message that came from God. Maybe we can pray that we will be able to hear God and know that He is with us all the time.
I love it.
Okay. Dear Jesus, please help us to know that You are always with us, and help us to always be able to hear You and always be able to listen to Your word, Your messages, and Your miracles. In Jesus' name. Ah, Spaghetti Man.
I think you meant amen.
Yeah, amen, but then I said ah, Spaghetti Man.
Oh, ah, Spaghetti Man. I get it. Okay. All right, that was a great job.
Thank you.
That was a lot to read today. You did a great job. Okay, well, I hope you all have a great day, and we will see you here
tomorrow
on the last day of November. Have a great day.
Bye.